in digital conference in Gateshead, and myself and Sarah Hartley have managed to collar a couple of gentlemen who both have startups. Are you guys local?
We are, yes. I'm from Lowfell in Gateshead, just up the road.
What's the name of your startup?
Internetsubtitling.com. I'm not sure whether it still is a startup. We've been in business a couple of years now, but yes, internetsubtitling.com, which coincidentally is the web address as well.
What's your Twitter name?
Subtitling.
And who are you? Where are you from? What's your Twitter name?
Got you. I'm Ollie Wood. I'm also from Lowfell, just up the road from Rob, and I build WeddingTales.co.uk, which is a photo sharing service for weddings.
So you've explained what yours does, which is quite easy to explain in one sentence. You've given the Twitter pitch. What does yours do?
Well, internet subtitling. We put subtitles and captions on online video, basically.
A really interesting gap in the market for those that have no idea that it's there. I mean, I get asked a lot about accessibility for video. How does your system work?
It's very much a sort of making existing systems work together kind of way of doing it. We don't have any proprietary tech. What we do is use existing technology to sort of streamline what would be the boring admin tasks that halt the processes that make things cost more. So what I have is a large network of translators and subtitlers across the world, and what I've done is just hack down all the sort of the communication bits and bobs between them that just stop them working as a team. So now I have a very swift way of just harnessing them all into a team per project. Whatever languages are needed, whatever, you know, facilities are needed, I just activate those people, get them all working together as a team, and lo and behold, we can do the job a lot quicker and a lot cheaper than a conventional company can. So,
could this be classed as turking?
I have no idea what turking is.
I put a job up to the highest bidder, and somebody somewhere, I think it comes from, it used to be...
I wouldn't say so, no.
Okay.
We aim...
A bit more ethical.
A bit more ethical, exactly. Well, I sort of started the business with an agenda, with a sort of a reason for doing it, which was to make the barriers to getting subtitles and captions on your video, the barriers to making it accessible, lowered. So trying to make it cheaper, trying to make it more accessible to, you know, if you're a sixth form college or a small business or whatever, you know, there wasn't a hope 5 years ago of you getting any of this sort of thing done, and now there is. So
what's the process? I've got a video, I want subtitles.
I get the URL from you, I download it, I send it out to the people who need to work on it. We have a proprietary system working behind the scenes that they all sort of log into to get the alerts of when they're needed, what files they need and what have you, what they're expected to generate. Usually in 2 or 3 hours, we can have it back to you, subtitled into however many languages you need.
That's a pretty good turnaround. Is your startup, Ollie, as impressive as that?
I would like to hope so. Rob hides his light under a bushel because he's got a serious history in internet titling, in subtitling. I'm an idiot who went to 7 weddings last summer, and after every single wedding, somebody got in touch with me and said, you understand that internet thing. How do we get all of our guest photos back in one place? And it should be really easy, and it turns out it's really hard. There's stuff like Facebook and Flickr and Dropbox, and they all work just about, but they don't work for a disparate group, people who don't know each other.
So in a former life, when I was taking photographs at weddings, occasionally to make my job easier, I would actually offload, because I charged a fortune for this job that I really didn't want to do, I would offload loads of very tasteful black and white disposable cameras and drop one on every table and then make sure that I got them back at the end of the night. That was the only way to do it. How would I do it now as a wedding photographer or as a person having a wedding?
Well, you can still use disposable cameras, but the sad truth is actually you won't get most of them back, and the quality of the photos are pretty shocking most of the time, because people aren't using their own cameras. What we do is we provide a single URL and a very simple security mechanism, so even my gran can use it, and she is one of our testers. She nearly manages it most of the time. And anybody who's got a mobile phone or a digital camera with them, big, good, bad, or whatever, they all take better photos than disposable cameras. We just make it very easy for people to upload them into one place. It's secure, it's private. We build a really nice timeline out of them, which is a really nice way to visualize the whole wedding. And then we make it very easy for the bride and groom to get those photos back out again. So if everything's been uploaded to, say, Flickr, for example, it's lovely, but actually as the bride, you can't get those photos out again from other people's groups. If they're on Facebook, they're all little dinky ones. So is it better than disposable cameras? Yeah, we hope so. We think so. It's certainly a lot cheaper. We're 50 quid. And how would you as a photographer use it? We're just starting to explore where the partnership lines lie. So with events, venues, and with wedding photographers. There's a local photographer, Tommy Jackson, who's superb, who's come on board very early. He was at a wedding last weekend, or possibly the weekend before. He gave out a Wedding Tales cards, as well as took the actual photos. And by the Monday morning, wedding was on a Saturday, we had over 300 photos submitted by the guests in, you know, full glorious 10 megapixel glory.
That sounds really good. And people could obviously offer to do this as a present. You could even possibly have a little message from the happy couple saying, this is costing us 50 quid. Click here to pay for it.
Yeah, we've actually built the system so it can be given as a gift.
Nice.
The really nice thing is if people get on board very early in their wedding, we've got a couple of people who have uploaded engagement photo shoots who knew these things even existed. Mm. So the story starts right at the back and they're using them right through to the honeymoon photos.
So are you looking for funding? Why would you need to look for funding? It sounds like a pretty simple and easy to get your head around business model.
We aren't looking for funding currently. We built the project through a thing called the Difference Engine, which is a tech accelerator program, ran January to March this year. That gave us a little bit of seed funding, I think about 11,000 quid, and that basically means that me and my business partner can eat and stay alive for about 6 months if we eke it out a bit more.
Yeah, beans.
Yeah, literally beans. We do still do a little bit of freelance to help top up the money, but we've not really looked for investment because we can't see how a great chunk of VC or well, angel money is very different, but how a great chunk of money would make us build the business any faster. It's reasonably cash positive. You know, every sale effectively pays for all that it provides and some profit.
Okay, well, I've got kind of contacts with Kodak on Twitter, for example. Say, for example, they're listening to this recording right now and they say, we like this, we want to plug this into a system where you click a button and all these photos are printed off using our paper and our inks and all the rest of it as well. Also offering this hub. How much do you want for it?
How much do I want for it? It depends how much they're offering. We're actually really struggling to find good printers, so if Kodak do hear this and they want to print my photos, please get in touch. We will happily do a deal with you to do our printing. If you offer me a couple of hundred grand, I'll probably sell out to you.
There we go. We got a prize. Okay. Your face is like, that was a bit honest. Well, he's got a price tag. What's yours?
My price tag's a little bit tricky because whatever I sell, I pretty much have to go with it at the moment. This is a problem I'm running into. So I'm finding...
Yours is all connected, very much connected to the global good as well.
It is. It is connected to the global good, and that's what I love about it. That's why I set it up. But I'm also finding it's very much closely connected to me. Mm. If I was to decide to wander off tomorrow and do something else, it would just cease to exist.
Plus, you've got subtitling on Twitter. That's a pretty good...
You know, and internetsubtitling.com. I did think to myself, how on earth has nobody thought of that before? But yes, it's an issue. It's scalability, really. I mean, I can build the team bigger, but I can't really... You know, there isn't an exit strategy. There isn't a way to sort of, you know, scale it infinitely. Mm. So I'm sort of starting to think, well, what's next? What's the next step for this?
Us are thinking that. I'm guessing that was leads into my next and final question. What are you both doing here?
Well, it's rare there's big conferences 2 miles from my house. So I've been at Thinking Digital since the first one. Actually, after every Thinking Digital, I've had a major career change as well. So I'm here basically because it's the best 3 days for having your head shaken up and making you think about new stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some people go to a sporting event for the kicks, and that's, you know, they save up all year for the season ticket. Some people save up all year for a, you know, ticket to Glastonbury or whatever. And there's a certain number of people, there's a few hundred people in the world who save up all year to come here and have their heads messed with, basically. So,
yeah. And it's already happened. We're already on day kind of one and a half, really, because it started yesterday for me. Fantastic, guys. Thank you very much. Cold Climate on Twitter, Subtitling on Twitter, and you're all linked off your accounts, I guess.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Pleasure.